Acknowledgements. Billy, it's with you I start. I didn't write that. Evan Billy Rehill did. And though Evan does not appear in this book, he spent years walking me over every bridge in New York to safer places. Thank you, EBR, for the matchbooks, the guts, every rabbit in every hat, and your unwavering belief and love. To Annie Wood, for teaching me how to draw a house in that first writing class I ever took. I've been doing my best to live inside of it ever since. To Jin Ah, who is so much more than my agent and Spice Girls manager. Since the day we met, you've reminded me that words are power, and the work you do to translate and advocate for that power is nothing short of sorcery. Thank you for always feeding me sweets, for your great laughs and wisdom. Thank you too, Alexandra Christie, Jessica Friedman, and the superb Wiley Agency. To my editor, Callie Garnett, the way you have seen me in this book is a greater magic trick than any deck of I Ams. Thank you for the privilege of seeing you too, an acolyte, a poet, a precious stone, a dear friend. This book will always feel like ours. My sincerest gratitude to Barbara Darko, Nancy Miller, Marie Kuhlman, Cindy Lowe, Sarah New, Nicole Jarvis, Laura Keefe, Tree Abraham, and the whole Bloomsbury family, for believing in a book that couldn't be summarized easily or packaged sweetly. To those who have provided the time, space, warmth, and support to write these pages, I am so grateful. The McDowell Colony, my safe haven in the darkest days and the place this book was born. Hedgebrook, Tin House, Yaddo, New York Foundation for the Arts, the Fine Arts Work Center, who treated a bedfellow like family, Todd Lawton and Jeff LeBlanc, and especially Cynthia LaFave and Paul Rapoli, for providing so many literal and figurative homes for me to write in and for loving me like your own. To my beloved teachers, for your friendship and mentorship and words both in and out of the classroom. Suzanne Hoover, Noy Holland, Joanne Beard, Lydia Yuknovich, Jeff Parker, and Claire Vay Watkins. To Mary Morris, who taught me everything from peeling a potato to structuring a story. Sometimes we are lucky enough to choose our family. That's been the case with Ian, PTP, Carlos Mormenio, Randy Kutzen, Jana Krumholtz, James Question Marks, Marisa Lee, Michaela Basilio Batten, Rick Moody, and Laurel Nakadate, all of whom have stood with me through every fire. I'm so moved each day by the ferocious minds of my No Tokens family, including Rowan Hisayo Buchanan for All the Wonder, Justine Champagne and Molly Tolsky, for Taco Trio, the best writing group in history, Annabelle Everest Graham for The Shadade, Janelle Greco for Shaking Him Up, Lauren Hilger for The Heat, The Poems, The Oracles, The Girls, Ursula Villarreal Mora for Never Forgetting Me, Hannah Mulligan for The Ponies, Lee Schnellback, Couchmate, Soulmate, Purple Blazer Dream Machine, Karina Delval Skorsky for The Moves and The Nudes, Samantha Turk for Every Sacred Word, and Scout Woodhouse for the missives. To those who have listened, who have supported this book and supported me through the writing of this book by reading drafts and writing blurbs and offering me beds to sleep in and fish to eat, by sending postcards and saying yes to every long walk and always asking, how can I help when I've needed it most? My gratitude is profound and enormous. Benjamin Schaefer, Anne Michelle Aubuchon, Chelsea Beaker, Genevieve Hudson, Ruthie Crawford, Tatiana Rickman, Jonathan Dixon, Mary Gateskill, Ali Rowbottom, Kristen Dombeck, Vincent Scarpa, Adam Dalva, Tony Fu, Shelley Oria, Melissa Phoebos, Meekin Armstrong, Carissa Chen, Bukem Reitmeyer, Che Yoon, Allison Wood, Cal Morgan, Bridget Hamady, Jack Woods, Sarah Gerard, Kimberly King Parsons, Alex Marzano Lesnovich, Julie Bunton, Lauren Groff, Matt Bell, Laura Lampton Scott, Gabriel Jeselowski, Alexandra Ford, Kyle Kolomono Nakasuka, and Team Joanne Beard. And to those who may or may not appear in this book, who gave me a past and helped me make my way back through it, thank you. Alyssa Banker Hiller, Gabrielle, Graham Hayward, Jennifer Abrams, Lisa Mendoza, Karen Purcell, Nikki Alpern, Nicole Pollott, Paige Newberry, Maxwell Burns, and Nicole Betty. To Jack Martinez, for the light and shadows, for leaving flowers on the dashboard. To John Bean for the French lessons, the metaphors, and for always reminding me that no is a complete sentence, You've helped me find and therefore love myself in ways I had forgotten. Excerpts of this book have appeared in Guernica, Black Warrior Review, Manola Review, and Go Home, thanks to the generous and vigilant editors who have stood behind my story. Aaron Loeb, Hilary Brenhouse, Caleb Ray Kendrilli, Robin Richardson, Jisoo Kim, and Jyothi Natarajan. Deep thanks as well to the photographers who have allowed me to reprint the moments they've captured in these pages. Bob Lasky, Don Seedman, Sherry Helms-Kokolsky, and Jack Martinez. Aurora DiCarlo and Team Carrie Goldberg, this book is full of bad guys, but you good ones give me hope. Thank you for your tremendous dedication to justice, to truth, and to my safety during the writing of these pages. To Linda Berry, Grace Paley, and Heather Lewis, whose work shook me alive and made room for the rest of us, yours is the lake I most wish to feed. To my Ohana, both near and across oceans, the Maddens, the Tees, the Hedges, the Schaefers, the Lefaves, the Beresfords, the Gonzalez's, the Kamakavivioles, and the Lindenmuse, especially Mary Beth for the deep ruts. To Jean Cam and Tammy Anthony for staying on the phone until I got it right. To Sarah Kamakaviviole for your joy and your islands and all the right words. To Nikki and Caitlin Kid-Jackson-Hedge, my lifelines and the most non-piece of shit humans in the world, I love you. Sharon and Peter Gelbwax, you didn't know that adopting my sister meant adopting me too, but you're stuck with me now. I'm so grateful for this new iteration of family. To my sister and first star, Marjorie Hokulani, for always finding me, and my beloved nieces, Catherine Ilani, Victoria Ululani, and Kensington Kamaya. To my brothers, the best men I've ever known, Sean D. Madden and Blake Madden, for the laughs and the crabs and the jams and all those winding streets. Sean, this book will always be titled Ghost Ride That Rainbow Whip in your honor. Blake, forever my hero and soup king. Sweet love and fierce admiration to Trisha Murphy Madden, Tabitha Murphy Madden, and Tiffany Vergara Madden. To Alexander, for turning the hourglass over. To Chaplain Ruby June and my first best friend, Cloud Nine. I've always said I'd never be the writer to thank pets, yet here I am, feeling guilty. The truth is, you've saved me from my sadness in ways both small and large. To my parents, John Lawrence Madden and Sherry Lokelani Madden, to whom this book is dedicated. For this big life, for the greatest love of all. To Mom, especially, for facing these pages with unfathomable grace and understanding. For your fearless and wild and gorgeous heart, for all the handwritten cards, and for letting our story go on. This book was written because once a little girl needed more stories like her own. My greatest dedication and gratitude to every other drop-dead lonely, queer-as-hell, buck-tooth, loserly outcast reading a book under the covers with a little light, for anyone with a story to tell and a will to rise. Write it down. You are not alone. You are the champion of my heart. To Drew Barrymore, for saving this kid's life with a book. And to my soon-to-be wife, Hannah Beresford, for every draft, every mile, every kiss, and every day. They say happy endings don't make for good stories, but you have given me both, at once, in equal measure.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Long Live the Tribe of Fatherless Girls, written and performed by Takira Madden. Executive producers, Heidi Blavelt and Mike Charzik. Producer, Chris Sacco. Copyright 2019 by Takira Madden. Sound recording copyright 2019 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.